The meeting of the Mekong River Commission, which is an intergovernmental agency made up of ministers from the four lower Mekong countries, is the forum where these countries look at transboundary considerations related to the use of the Mekong River and hydropower development and other development along the Mekong. The critical issue for us at this Mekong River Commission meeting is discussion and decision-making around the Siaburi Dam in northern Laos, which is the first of 11 hydropower projects that are planned for the main stem of the Mekong River. So it's an incredibly important test case for development on the Mekong River.
Yet I gather that Cambodia and Vietnam, the two downstream nations that stand to suffer the most from the Siaburi Dam, have not requested that it be raised at this meeting. Why so?
Well, while there's not a agenda item at this meeting explicitly on Siaburi Dam, we can be assured that it will come up. I mean, there's no doubt that the issue of Siaburi will be brought up most likely by Cambodia and Vietnam, who have over the last year expressed deep concerns about the impacts of this dam development on their people and on biodiversity. The dam could decimate fish populations, and with that, a primary source of protein for about 60 million people. So these countries have deep concerns about the gaps in data and the design of this dam on the main stem of the Mekong.
Yet despite the call by the ministers in 2011 that the Siaburi Dam not take off, the Laotian government forged on with it. So to what extent are member countries under obligation to follow the decisions made by the Mekong River Commission?
Well, we expect this issue of Laos unilaterally moving ahead with the Siaburi Dam development to be at the centre of some challenging discussions this week in Luang Prabang. The Mekong River Commission's process requires countries to jointly review development projects proposed for the Mekong main stem with an aim to reach consensus on whether or not they should proceed. So given Laos is now constructing Siaburi Dam and has held a breaking ground ceremony last November and is doing that without consensus amongst its neighbours or notifying the MRC, this is an extraordinary test for the legitimacy of transboundary cooperation under this Mekong River Commission that's been established to really bring these countries together to seek decisions and solutions that are to the benefit of all, not just one country.
Now that Laos has forged ahead with the building of the Siaburi Dam, what are the chances of the other 10 proposed dams coming up?
Well, we would say that there's still an opportunity for countries to cease the further development of the Siaburi Dam. I mean, we would ask, and as have other development partners, and with concerns expressed by Cambodia and Vietnam, that there is a decision deferred on the development of that dam until the data gaps can be filled and decisions are made based on sound science and a good knowledge of the Mekong River. So we would still call for that dam to not be developed further. If it is, then there will be profound impacts. It will open the floodgates for 10 other dam developments, which would effectively carve up one of the last great free-flowing rivers in the world. So we would suggest that hydropower needs can be met by prioritising development on some of the tributaries of the Mekong, and that the countries would be wise to look at those solutions which have far less impact and risk rather than bisecting the mighty Mekong, which is really a lifeblood in the region.
Well, the MRC has asked for a 10-year delay to conduct a comprehensive study on the impact of the dams on the health of the river and on the people itself. But is this too long a time call?
There's no going back once that Siaburi Dam is developed. And moving forward with guesswork now and without the necessary data and science to make informed decisions about the impact of this dam on the Mekong River's biodiversity and people's livelihoods, it would be wise to have that science and data available before making irreversible changes to the Mekong.
And to what extent, though, has the health of the lower Mekong River been affected by the dams that China has built in the upper regions?
It is a river that has been adulterated in its upper reaches, and that is affecting sediment flows and fisheries. So it's really important that any further development on the main stem is very carefully considered so that this river doesn't effectively become ecologically defunct.